Today great. Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Yeah, it's a great day for music and musings. I'm the Amy Beth Arkley Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Hot and bothered, huh? You got the midsummer rumpies? Lots of folks seem to. I'm not sure why. Is it the weather, the politics, or just because school is around the corner? We'll talk about it. In measured doses, we take on the cultural cacophony. Lots of music, including your forgotten 45, some goodies for you lined up, and the Inspiration to Action Challenge success stories, too. Love to get you in the mix if you're listening live. It is Tuesday, August 7th, another one of our late starts, which may, depending on how things shake up, be our regular schedule. It's 12 noon out west, 2 p.m. central, and 3 o'clock here in the east. Number in slow-mo, 347-857-4505, because, yeah, it's hot out there. Whatever you know is 24/7. Dive in when it works for you live or on podcast at AB Rights. Facebook page, pop in the chat box, are open for the show. So tells us our TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth. They're ready to go, whatever the weather, whatever the time, and ML at headquarters. Yeah, the show today is brought to you in part by Panera, the way food should be, now delivered. Also by Audiophile, music, books, podcast. Go ahead, caress your ears with everything you want to hear from Audiophile. Also by Kohl's. Great savings in-store, online. Kohl's, it's always a big deal. And by our pals at PopNet, arts, culture, and conversation on-air, online. PopNet features select editions of the Amy Beth Arkley Show in those robust, often raucous roundtables, hence the later starts. So what do you say? Grab yourself something to snack on and something cool to drink. You got to stay hydrated because, kids, we're in the middle of a heat wave. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkley Show.
Thank you.
it's over. Dire Straits on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, Twisted by the Pool, and Chubby Checker. Let's twist again, like we did last summer, Forgotten 45 for Cam. I think Chubby should be twisting his way into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame about now, don't you? Beyond time, for sure. And Linda Ronstadt putting her great signature on the classic Martha and the Vandellas tune, Heat Wave. Certainly having one out there. It's a scorcher inside, hot and bothered about politics. Donald Trump, for sure, on a tweet storm over the weekend, all about the Russia probe again and changing stories with the so-called Trump Tower Russian meeting. The truth is, who knows what the truth is, because they keep changing their stories. Didn't happen, did happen. If it happened, it's not a crime. But Donald Trump Jr. may actually be in legal jeopardy because he testified before Congress that nothing happened. So did he lie about the content then? Is he lying now? And is it a crime? Dan Abrams, the legal analyst in ABC, says, yeah, he could be in big trouble. So I think all of this shakes out to the fact that Donald Trump himself will not be meeting with Mueller. I mean, Rudy Giuliani's trying to hash things out. Don't count on it, folks. And a lot of folks think he's going to, you know, fall into a perjury trap or wind up putting his own handcuffs on. That's what I've seen all these social media comments over the last few days. It's fantasy. It's not going to happen, but a lot of fun. What is happening, though, unfortunately, and you know this is going to cause another Twitter tirade, I think, the West Hollywood Council, City Council, has decided to remove Donald Trump's star from the Walk of Fame. Who knew he had one? Why does he have one? It's not a political thing, by the way. It's because it's been vandalized so many times, so that's why they're removing it. But lots of people are up in arms, social media. We're going to take it on a Facebook page, PopNet chat box, and Twitter. Chime in about it because it's something to be talked about. It says a little microcosm of what's happening on the political scene. It's going to bother him. That's for sure, because he's waving bye-bye to Hollywood and protestations to the contrary. He wants to belong to both the Times and the Hollywood elites. Your take. Reach out. I'm the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show.
Everybody be cool. You be cool.
I've been in the town, so long and back in the city. I've been taking for a lot of gone, and I've known for a long, long time. Fell in love years ago with an innocent girl, and from the Spanish and Indian home, home of the heroes and villains. Once at night, could tell you where to find, and she was bright in the rain of the boat that eventually brought her down. But she's still dancing in the night, unafraid of what it do in a town full of heroes and villains.
night at 8 o'clock. I know where I'm gonna go. I'm gonna pick my baby up and take her to the picture show. Everybody in the little neighborhood is dressing up to be there too. Your baby last row in the balcony. Well, there's Technicolor and the CinemaScope, a cast out of Hollywood, and the popcorn from the candy stand makes it all seem quite as good. There's always lots of pretty girls with figures that don't try to hide. To the girl sitting by my side.
Saturday night at the movies, who cares what picture you see?
When you're hugging with your baby, last row in the balcony.
But
can't be in love like the movies. What a beauty from the Abbott Brothers and the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Forgotten 45 of the cinematic variety from The Drifters, Saturday Night at the Movies. Who cares what picture you see? That one for Bryn and Willie. And the Beach Boys setting up the cinematic and political narratives with heroes and villains for Brad via Twitter. Billy Joel, too, and Say Goodbye to Hollywood as Donald Trump says goodbye to his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Again, it's being removed not for political purposes, but because it keeps getting vandalized and they keep having to repair it and they don't want to do the, you know, put up with the cost anymore. The question of why he has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame is another story altogether, and some folks are chiming in about it via Twitter. AB writes, phone line 347-857-4505. Yes, we have the Facebook page and the PubNet chat box open as well. Let's go to Twitter first. A whole bunch of folks chiming in about this. G says, really? Are the same Hollywood Council members going to vote off sex offenders like Kevin Spacey? What a council of hypocrites. Again, I don't think it's about that. And by the way, as a lot of folks have pointed out, President Trump is also an alleged sex offender, but we'll leave that where it is. James says, due to their vandalism, the council is pushing to have the real Donald Trump star permanently removed. I think it's happening. And let's hope it does happen, because he didn't deserve one in the first place. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of folks are wondering about that. But, you know, I think a lot of it is politics regarding getting the star, too. You have to pay for it yourself, because I know some people don't want to either pay for it or they don't want to go there if their spouse, who happens to also be an actor or an entertainer, isn't allowed in. I don't know. It's just, you know, it's like a lot of things. Politics play into all of these things, as we well know. Facebook page, a lot of people getting all huffy about it. I posted the article about it, and all heck broke loose, if you know what I'm saying. Alyssa, among other things, said, I bet Bill Cosby, Kevin Spacey, and all the other pieces of you-know-what in Hollywood will remain hypocrisy at its best, just saying. Again, Alyssa, I don't think it has anything to do with the criminality or the vulgarity or anything like that. I think it's because it's being vandalized. So it's not a hypocritical move, but I see what you're saying, and there's hypocrisy on both sides, and people are getting upset about it. There was a very interesting exchange. Alison Camerota on CNN does periodically meets with Trump voters to see, checks in, and I guess it's the same bunch of people or a rotating bunch of people that have voted for Trump and how they feel now, and it was like a 50-50 split. I think there were six people, and we'll post it for you on social media if you missed it, the little segment. And three, I think, regretted the vote, and the other three are still staunchly in his corner, including one guy who is even more so happy about voting for him. But they had a very interesting exchange, and the word racism comes up. And I don't know how you can deny that the man is a racist. I mean, look at his pattern of behavior. Look at what he pulled over the weekend regarding Don Lemon and LeBron James, you know, calling Don Lemon the stupidest, dumbest man on TV, calling LeBron James, who is a superstar athlete, top of his game for sure, a role model for kids and others, and is doing great work in the community too, starting a school in Akron, Ohio. How the heck are you going to call this guy dumb? I don't get it. Because LeBron James said he doesn't want to sit side by side with the president and talk to him face to face. Because he has no respect for him. And listen, people have a right in this country not to have respect for the president. You have a right to question it, as somebody also on our exchange went into this whole thing where somebody said he's the president, get over it. Not such polite language. And another person, Leslie, chimed in and said, no, it's our right to actually question our leaders. And it is our right. It's our right to question from the sidelines, the peanut gallery, so to speak. Certainly the right wing does it very frequently when it's a Democrat. Is it hypocritical to call it out? No, not if it's on both sides. Not if you always do it. When Bill Clinton did his shenanigans, I called him out for it too. Did I support his policies? Yes. Did I think he should be impeached for something as ridiculous as what it turned out to be with the Monica in the blue dress? No. Especially what we're looking at now, which could be treason. I mean, to just discount it because he's the guy you voted for is ridiculous. That's my point. Mike Pence, they've been floating around something he said about that President Clinton should have resigned because he disgraced the office back in 1999 regarding his shenanigans and lying and sexual misconduct. Well, guess what? Donald Trump is doing a lot worse than that, lying by the minute, and Mike Pence mum on the whole thing. So if we impeach Donald Trump, we got a beauty waiting in the wings. Just saying, kids. Your tag, Twitter feed, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. Hey, someone who's even older than President Trump but still has the moves? Mick Jagger. Yeah, he celebrated, believe this, number 75 last week, July 26th. And this is a guy who once said that the Stones would not be rocking and rolling past 30. Guess what? They're still doing it. In fact, they're coming out with a new album, I think a blues album, slated for the fall. So they're still rocking and selling out houses. And hey, guess what? Get off of Mick's cloud. Still got the moves, still got the sound. Happy birthday, Mick Jagger. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Yeah.
their 50th anniversary tour, the Rolling Stones.
50 years of rock and roll gave me high cholesterol. I called my doctor, he says I need angioplasty. From my toes up to my ears, angioplasty. For my veins all disappear.
Take a walk around the wild side with this pain pounding, gong gnashing rock.
I've got a bald spot and I want to paint it black. I want some Elmer's glue, I want to glue it back. My locks are thinning there with every passing year. And now I part my hair an inch above my ear.
Well, they've really got a poly grip on things, haven't they?
My spine is stuck from too much hip gyration. My lips are disconnected from my bones. I can't eat food that's Mexican or Asian. I get a case of rolling kidney stones. You can't always eat what you want. Everybody! You can't always eat what you want. Here we go now! You can't always eat what you want. But if you're smart instead and you make some bread, you'll eat what you need.
Oh, but wait, there's more. You also get time is not on my side. Jump in hot flash, blood sugar, and it's all time classic.
Well, it used to be the things we do would make the older generation look askance.
Yeah.
But now we're golden oldies, and instead of planting pot, we're potting plants. Instead of getting whacked out on weed, we use a weed whacker on a patch of grass.
Yeah.
And when kids on mountain bikes tear up our yard, we shout, respect the older class. We're shouting,
remember, we take Visa, MasterCard, and Social Security cards. And if you act now, we'll also throw in this free Beatles retrospective from Rubber Soul to Rubber Pants.
I get by with a little help.
I rely on a little help.
I stay dry with a little help. From Depend.
Having some fun with the aging rockers on the Amy Beth Barclay Show. Happy belated 75th birthday to Mick Jagger, the great Stones, their country rock phase, Dead Flowers, and a forgotten 45 for Millie, Get Off of My Cloud, indeed. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Still going strong. Got the moves, got the sound, coming out with a new album in the fall. So keep going. Never mind ageism. And unfortunately, a rocker who didn't quite get to 75 but would have celebrated his 75th birthday on August 1st, Jerry Garcia, the lovable leader of the Grateful Dead, passed away very too young, back in 1995, only a couple of days past his 53rd birthday, but he left behind that legacy of love and great music. Wherever you are, Jerry, happy birthday. Here's Sugar Magnolia on the Amy Beth Arkley Show.
Sugar magnolia, blossoms blooming, heads all empty, and I don't care.
Stole my baby down by the thing. Who she had to come up soon for dear.
Sweet blossom, come on under the willow. We can have high times if you look back. We can discover the wonders of nature.
Growing in the rushes down by the riverside. She's got everything we like for. She's got everything I need. Takes the wheel when I see a double. Pays my ticket when I
skimming through rays of violet. She can wait in a drop of dew. She don't come and I don't follow. Wait backstage while I sing to you.
But she can dance a Cajun rhythm,
just like a widow in four-wheel drive.
She's a summer love and the spring, fall, and winter.
She can make happy any man alive. Sugar magnolia, ringing that bluebell, caught up in sunlight, going out singing, I walk in the sunshine. Come on, honey, come along with me.
She's got everything delightful. She's got everything I need. A breeze in the pines, in the summer night, moonlight, crazy in the sunlight, yes, indeed.
Sometimes when the cuckoo's crying, when the moon is halfway down, sometimes when the night is dying, I'll take me out and I wander around.
USA in your Chevrolet, America is asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA, America's the greatest land of all. On a highway or a road along a levee, performance is sweeter, nothing can beat her. Life is completer in a Chevy. So make a date today to see the USA and see it in your Chevrolet.
Traveling east, traveling west, wherever you go, Chevy service is best. Southward or north, near place or far, there's a Chevrolet dealer for your Chevrolet car.
So make a date today to see the USA and see it in your Chevrolet.
Yes, I am. Hey, Ariel. got to tell me that she didn't eat me. I had a gig in the American Legion Hall. It was a dance for the volunteer ambulance corps. She was sitting in a corner against the wall, and she would smile, and I melted all over the floor. Going steady, I started fooling around with the vertical hold. We got some munchies and I made some spaghetti. We sat and we talked into the night. What channel?
Glad all over, baby, I'm glad all over.
that's getting mighty crowded. Not and Bothered, too. Elvis Costello putting his stamp on that great Betty Everett tune on the Amy Beth Arkwe Show, and wish him a speedy recovery. Took a couple of months off due to a serious illness, but we hope he's on the mend for sure. A couple of forgotten 45s for Jerry, the Dave Clark 5, and Glad All Over, and Trudy really root around the archives for that one-hit wonder from Dean Friedman back in the late 70s, Ariel for Leon, to Ariel, who apparently was named after the song. I heard a lot of folks enjoyed that fate. And we remember the late, great Jerry Garcia with the Grateful Dead's Sugar Magnolia. It is the Amy Beth Arkwe Show. Don't forget, all the shows are archived for podcasts. If you miss them or want to hear them again, you can follow us on the BTR site, on Mixcloud, on Stitcher, on NetNow, iTunes, PushPlay, and also select editions on the Arts Radio Network and PopNet. All roads lead back to the website, amybetharkwe.com. Speaking of which, that's the place to go to with your inspiration to action, challenge, success stories. Wally in New York City gets the nod today. He said, I am writing poetry again, reinventing myself, and I'm not exactly a youngster, but like you said, it's the fountain of youth. I'm even doing some poetry slams in the Village and Brooklyn. So thank you for giving me that creative nudge in my tuchus. Wally, you got that New York sensibility. I love it. Hey, if the Inspiration to Action Challenge is working for you, please let me know, because I'd love to give you the accolade. You deserve it, and you're also encouraging other folks, and that's what we're here to do, right, to support each other. On the other hand, the flip side of that is you're kind of in a creative rut, and you feel like you need a little push in the right direction. Let's start the creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one is on me. I'll give you a 20-minute nudge in the right direction with a primer on the challenge, some other tips and tricks to get you to lead a more creative, productive, and joyful life, because that's really what it's all about. Just give me about 2 or 3 weeks to connect, because, you know, we're in the summer, and I'm going to try to squeeze in a little time off, too. Do so at the website. It's AmyBethArkwe, A-R-K-A-W-Y.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. So thanks to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML at headquarters. Thank you for playing with us in real time. Keep doing it on Twitter, etc. And we want to connect with you. Drive safe, play nice, dream big, and stay cool, hydrated, and comfy. Baby, now that we found you, can't let you go. Take care. Come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkwe Show.